Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12315. Frank Brennan Garrison seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115.34, 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Rogers Avenue, approximately 230 feet southwest of Coastal Highway, that's Route 1, in the Ann Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 20980 Rogers Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 41.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 16.5 foot variance from the required front yard setback for a partial renovation and proposed addition to an existing dwelling. Staff would note that we've received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and two rail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Frank Garrison, 300 Raymond Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mrs. Burton.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Wideman, McCartney & Owens. I represent the applicant, Frank Brennan Garrison, who's applied for a 16.5-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet, and that's for a partial renovation and addition to an existing dwelling. Also in attendance on behalf of this application is Mr. Garrison. We've also submitted exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. Those exhibit booklets include copies of the application, a survey from 1978, a recent survey that was just done in April 18th of 2019, building plans dated February 24th, 2019, a copy of the deed, a copy of the building permit dated March 12th, 2019. We have a couple of photographs of the property, a copy of the property record card, an excerpt of the tax map, some variances that were approved in close proximity to this property, and then the email in support of the variance application. That email is from the adjoining property owner, parcel 42. That individual also owns parcel 43, so those two parcels. This property is located at 20980 Rogers Avenue in the Ann Acres subdivision. Mr. Garrison purchased the property on January 18th of this year with the existing non-conforming improvements. The existing dwelling was constructed in the early 1950s based on what we've seen in the property record card, and of course that was prior to the adoption of the zoning code. The original open porch was converted to a screened porch, and that's shown on an approved survey which is dated July 13th of 1978, and the porch was located 19 feet from the front lot line. Mr. Garrison did seek a partial renovation of the dwelling in addition following his purchase of the property, which did include the removal of the original porch as he discovered that it was structurally deficient. Mr. Garrison properly sought a permit from the county prior to commencing the partial renovation and addition, and that permit again was issued on March 12th of 2019. During the demolition and partial renovation, it was determined by the county that unfortunately the permit was issued in error and that the proposed improvements encroach into the front yard setback. Although the construction was underway and unfinished, construction was immediately halted when Mr. Garrison was advised that despite the issuance of the permit, variance was required in order to complete the construction. Mr. Garrison immediately filed this variance application upon discovery of the setback violation and the revocation of the permit. This property is unique. It is a narrow rectangular shaped 50 by 100 foot lot. It was originally developed in or around the early 1950s, again in the Ann Acres subdivision. It's located in the MR zoning district. Lots in the MR zoning district are required to have a minimum lot size of 10,000 square feet and a minimum lot width of 75 feet. This property, of course, is much smaller and narrower than what is required by the current zoning code. As a result, the lot's size and shape have created a very compact building envelope. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of this property. It's not due to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the zoning code. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code at this juncture. Again, the construction was underway as a result of the issuance of the permit, and it's partially completed at this time. Variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by Mr. Garrison. He did not create the lot size and shape, as a lot was created prior to his ownership and before the adoption of the zoning code. He did purchase the property with existing non-conforming structures, and then he pursued the proper channels to renovate this existing structure and commenced construction only after the permit was issued. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district in which the property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. There are other properties in Ann Acres and surrounding subdivisions that have obtained variances due to their small lot sizes, and some that encroach into the front yard setback to a similar degree as what we're seeking tonight. Also, the front lot line is about 15 feet from the paved street, so it appears that the structure is set back further from the street than it actually is, or further from the lot line as it, than it actually is. Applicants unaware of any complaints related to the location of the former improvements or the proposed improvements. Again, the adjoining property owner did submit an email in support, and she actually owns the parcel next to that, so parcels 42 and 43. Mr. Garrison intends to update and modernize the structure to make it more aesthetically pleasing so that he may enjoy the property. And he seeks, obviously, to bring the improvements that are partially constructed into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. You'll see on the survey, which is exhibit, let's see, the current survey, so exhibit 3. So it shows a deck, and it shows that it's over and encroaches onto the adjoining property. So that's a ground level deck, and Mr. Garrison intends to remove it. So we don't have any issue with respect to that. Also, it shows a fence that's over the line. That fence is actually owned by the adjoining property owner, so it's not Mr. Garrison's fence. So the variance that we're seeking tonight does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And at this point, I'd like to introduce Mr. Garrison. And please state your name for the record.
Frank Garrison.
And you've heard the representations that I've made on your behalf to the board this evening?
Yes.
And in your opinion, are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
They are.
Any additional information that you'd like to present to the board for consideration?
No, I think you summed it up well.
They may have some questions.
She's usually pretty thorough.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Garrison. For the reasons presented this evening, we request that you approve the variance as presented. Of course, we are available for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Other questions from members of the board?
I have a statement. I think it's pretty sad that the county gives him a permit to do the renovations, then comes, like, come and take it back. That's not right.
The permit was issued with the correct front yard setbacks. I wouldn't necessarily agree with Ms. Cummings Burton that it was issued in error, but the permit was issued with the correct front yard setbacks. I guess my question would be whether the survey is dated April 18th of this year, but the permit was issued on March 12th of this year. And whether this survey was available at the time the permit was issued.
That survey was prepared after the permit was issued, but the building plans were submitted along with the permit application. So it did show the proposed distance from the addition to the front lot line on the plans.
Right? You're not making it any bigger.
It is. The footprint has been or is proposed to be extended.
Do you mind if I...
Yes, of course.
So the plans that were submitted for the permit, there was three sets of plans. The third set, which is in the document in front of you, shows the site layout. So it showed prior to renovations the property lines and post-renovation property lines. The new post-renovations encroach upon the previous footprint by 6 feet, The original plan was to enclose an existing front porch to make that livable space, and then since we lost that covered front porch, the plan was to add an additional 6-foot covered front porch.
And was that part of the permit that you received from the county?
It was.
And what you submitted to them as well?
Yes.
Well, I think that's pretty sad.
You said that.
I'm just telling, I just want to know Jamie now.
I heard loud and clear.
You corrected it?
So the process is, it was identified that a variance is required, and my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that there is no building permit at the moment.
Say that again, I can't hear you.
My understanding is it went through the revocation process. I'm not aware of the full history of the building permit side of things, but...
So my understanding is my contractor submitted the drawings for the permit, but then whenever he, and we started renovations, so demolition, and then when he went to get the electrical permit, it was noticed then, and then that's when we were asked to stop doing work.
And we're told that a variance was needed to complete the construction, and we applied the next day, I think.
Yeah, it was the next day.
How long have you been sitting there in limbo?
Month and a half.
Plus $400. Yeah. I don't have any questions. I just think it's pretty sad.
Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp.
I didn't see on the drawing where there were steps coming from the porch into the... Are they coming into the front yard? Are they going in the side yard?
They'll be on the front yard.
Do we know how many steps there will be?
2.
Okay, so we would need to add that to the front yard variance request beyond just the porch.
Correct.
So Mr. Whitehouse, I'm sure, can come up with that calculation.
So the steps are how deep from the...
They'd be from the front.
The front.
Correct.
Do we know how deep the steps are? So.
Typical.
They're not shown.
They're not shown, yeah.
So it would be 16.5-foot variance for the front yard setback for what is currently sought, plus...
It'd be probably 3 feet if you count the treads.
So that'd be a
12-inch tread, I would imagine.
Okay, so we're looking at 16 feet 6-inch variance for the porch, and the 19.5 foot variance, I guess, for the step.
Correct.
How did the county notify you that they had issued this permit in error?
They notified my contractor whenever he was filing the second time, and he notified me, and then I called the county to try to talk through it to see what the issue was, and then that's when I was told to file a variance permit or
application. Is there a written document?
I don't have a written document.
Not that I'm aware to, because the on-site inspections would be done in person, but I can find that out if that's critical. So
there would be a report?
There would be a note on the building permit, which is internally there would be written evidence to that, but what is communicated externally, it sounds as if all of this was done verbally, which is normally the case with the building permit. I'm not familiar with that. You mentioned in your testimony that we've gone through a revocation process, but my understanding was that the building permit still is on file, so.
I did not say the building permit was revoked.
I may have said that it was, he basically was told to cease and desist.
Yeah, because okay. Yeah, I was scratching my head because I wasn't aware that we'd revoked the permit.
It was cease and desist. He could not move forward. The construction had to be stopped immediately.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically the permit was
placed on hold.
Exactly.
So it's still alive and kicking, just pending the outcome.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I hope it's alive.
I know.
I hope we don't do this too many times. And if it's not in writing, it really never happened. In my world, anyway.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
I have no further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? I see three hands. I'm not sure it's a voting eligible person, but that's okay. And is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I got one question, though. On the fig, can it, anything be done on that fig? Maybe it's an error?
We've given back fees before.
How long did you wait to get your building permit? For like when you first submitted your plans
to get the permit? It was rather quickly. We didn't wait long for the building permit. I'd have to ask my contractor. He filed and he picked it up, so I'd have to confirm that with him.
And it's a month before you could get in here?
It was about a month and a half where we stopped work.
I think we stopped work.
We literally filed the next day.
It was early April. It was early April.
Okay, so you could court whomever, if that was their choice, their desire, they could incorporate it in a motion, and I will entertain a motion. Yeah, you might want to sit down. It seemed to take them a while this evening.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,315. I think she answered all the five standards regarding the variance, and I make a motion that we give the $400 back.
And I second that motion.
So we have a motion and a second by roll call vote. Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved and your fee will be returned.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next case, please.
The next public hearing this evening is case number